Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Great broadcast. One of my favorite people, Dr. Group. Don't talk to him near enough. Dr. Group from Global Healing will be here later. We're going to discuss a variety of topics, vitamin B, everything you need to know about vitamin B, your mind. More and more, we're seeing people be under attack.
Lose
their mind, literally and figuratively,
yeah.
In many different ways. But we'll talk about that also. Also, Google censorship. You know, everybody who's listened to the show any length of time or any show like it has heard about the Google censorship. Okay, it's not just political. It's also natural health thing. We've discussed that a little bit with the Power Mall and stuff. I mean, this is kind of get his perspective on that. And these schools acting now, basically acting as doctors. You know, school is now all of a sudden it's a medical facility or something. I mean, I don't know what you, a medical facility, maybe a broad term. What would you call it? I don't know. A experimental medical facility? I don't know.
I mean, where do they get the drugs? That's the big question.
Well, how are they acting as doctors?
Yeah.
How are they, you know, I don't know, whatever. We'll get into that with him, ask his perspective. Very, very important. And, of course, we're doing the news with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again.
As always.
We love the Power Hour.
Yes, we do. We love the people here because this is a very important audience. And, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, you're in the right place. And listening to this, you are the front line. You are the people that want the truth, that want to better your life, that want to be happier, healthier, more successful, and free. That's what we peddle here. If you want to know what we peddle, that's what we peddle to the masses. So we'll get to the news and Dr. Group coming up. And a little special thing, I'm going to talk a little bit about a couple of these stories, and I'll get to that as we do. Before we start, any big story on your mind? Any big thing on your mind?
Just that was a big win when Mueller testified. That was a big win for us.
For us, meaning who?
Patriot movie.
In what way?
Made him look like a doubting fool.
Well, politicians, it doesn't take much for politicians, but I think the...
He looks horrible.
Certainly the Democratic Party was hanging a lot of stock on that moment.
I wish they would have pushed him a little bit more on writing it. I don't think he wrote one word of it. The only thing he did was sign it.
Well, they should have asked him more point blank. I mean, there was a couple instances where I can't remember the congressman.
I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah.
I refer to the paper.
Well, the congressman made a snide comment like, oh, that's just why I thought you didn't write it.
Right. Yeah. But
well, ask him.
He should have followed up. He should have followed up.
Well, you know, he just said, well, that makes me believe that you didn't write. Did you write this?
Right.
Or did somebody help you write it?
Right. Who wrote it?
Who wrote this? Who's the majority?
Obviously, you didn't write it.
Yeah. Obviously.
You don't even know what's in it.
Yeah, did you write it? Did somebody help you write it?
Right.
Did you write some of it?
Right. What portion did you write? No, it was a big win for us.
It was a boondoggle.
Yeah.
The whole thing's been a boondoggle from the beginning. It's a distraction.
Right.
Meanwhile, immigrants are pouring across.
Right.
Invaders are pouring across our border. The national debt is spiraling, and it's accelerating it's designed to do.
Yep.
And charter schools and school education and LGBT curriculum is flying into the schools.
Yep.
I mean, these are all much more important issues than some bumbling idiot trying to pass off a forged
fake dossier.
Plagiarized. Whatever. Let's get to news, and then we'll go from there.
Let's go.
North Korea says launch was a, quote, warning to South Korea. You may or may not heard North Korea is launching missiles again. I don't know that this is big news.
Depends on what kind they are.
Well, they say the two new short-range ballistic missiles it launched yesterday toward the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan, were intended to send a warning to South Korea. What kind of warning?
Yeah, what is
what warning are they trying to send? Kim Jong-un says he is gratified, quote-unquote, by the performance of the, quote, tactical guided weapon system, which came amid what appears to be another impasse in the nuclear negotiations between North and South Korea. There's another important thing we could be doing instead of fawning over Mueller.
Exactly.
But, you know, this is politics in the world, not just America.
Yep.
You know about these 23andMe, these Ancestry.com, whatever.
Oh, we went over that 6 months ago.
We've been continually going over this.
How phony they are.
We've almost talked about this as much as we've talked about solving the border issue. We've only solved that about 26 times.
Exactly. It's not hard.
The DNA, you know, those 23andMe. Well, apparently these corporate offers are not being accepted fast enough.
Uh-huh.
So now the government's getting involved, at least in Britain. 5 million Britons to be offered free personalized DNA reports.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it.
You're in Britain. You might be listening on shortwave or on the internet. To our friends over the ocean, do not
do it.
Danger Will Robbins.
That's right.
Danger Will Robbins.
They make a bioweapon specifically to your genetic makeup.
Well, they could.
They could.
They certainly are using the information and patenting in some cases. I mean, there has been people come out. Why is my DNA patented?
Right. Exactly.
Why do you think you own my DNA?
Well, when I was in the hospital and they took that part out of me, the nurse wanted me to sign some papers to, give it to research. And I said, no, and double heck no.
Yeah, like Cliven Bundy.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Not only no, but hell no.
Yeah, exactly.
And
then when I told her why, she goes, really? And I said, really?
Has she never even thought, I mean, that never even crossed her mind?
Never even crossed her mind.
People are generally of the opinion that other people are generally as good as them.
Right, exactly.
General.
Yeah.
I'm using the word general,
but they're
decent people.
Right.
They're not.
Yeah, they're not. They're psychopaths.
Not.
The people that are in charge of usually psychopaths.
In charge of the information or have access to this.
Right.
This also brings up, I was talking to my cousin about the driver's license. You can be a donor. You know, vote to be a donor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, check out. You want to be a donor?
A lot of people lost their lives because of that.
Well, some states, you can get a discount on your driver's license.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm going to make this clear. This is important that we're bringing up here. If you have clicked that you want to be a donor on your driver's license,
right.
When you are on the operating table, I'm not saying anything nefarious. Here's what I'm going to
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
Here's what I will say. When you are on the operating table, you become a financial asset.
That's correct.
And so the line between saving your life and letting you go and harvesting your organs seems a lot. You see why it starts to get blurred for them.
That's right.
That's all I'll say.
That's it.
In human nature.
Yes.
Whatever that chance is, it can certainly
tip
the other way. Now, you can always decide, or you can tell your family, you know, let them make the decision. Hey, if it gets to a certain point, you know, what I tell my family is, you tell them no, 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 no until
exactly.
It absolutely looks like, and then you can tell them yes about certain things.
Yeah,
I don't want my body piecemealed. I want it buried, but
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe some things.
Or if you get in a car accident, they look at you to see, find out who you are. They see you're a donor, and bing, 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 bing. You know, if you have an unscrupulous person there. He doesn't save your life.
Well, even a scrupulous person, there becomes a moral line that gets blurred.
Yeah.
Between the fiduciary responsibility, fiduciary opportunity, the opportunity to help other people, even a good-hearted, well, I can help a lot of people here.
He'd be too crippled. It's better off. He's probably going to be paralyzed, so, let him pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives him that little impetus to push the wrong way.
Right, not in your best interest.
Right. Exactly.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
From Vox, new Senate intelligence report shows, quote, extensive Russia 2016 election interference. What does this mean? We interfere with elections all the time.
Everybody does. Every country does.
It also notes that Russia targeted voting systems in all 50 states. We mean voting systems. What does this mean?
It's nonsense.
I read some of this article, but I'm sitting here going on this again. It underscores two vital points. One, it determined foreign actors can gain access to America's election infrastructure. Yeah, anybody can. They can hack because it's
on the internet. A lot of them are already on the internet. They're not individual.
Two, Russia is skilled and willing to meddle inside of it. Well, you know, if they are skilled, they learn from the best.
Right.
And we're the best.
That's right. William Benny. Our buddy.
Yeah, William Benny talked extensively about that.
Boy, he did, didn't he?
Here's the report. The facts are clear. The Russian government mounted a deliberate and systematic attack on America's election infrastructure. Even that's abroad. What does that mean?
What does that mean? It means nothing.
What does that mean?
It means, it means anything you want it to mean.
No, that's it. So we need to investigate.
So we need so we need to spend $80 billion on
investigation. Let's investigate.
Yeah.
Well, and also, it's like, they put out Google ads. That's interfering.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's right. They put out Google ads in certain areas for certain elections. That's meddling. Yeah. That's election interference. U.S. federal government to resume use of death penalty after 16 years. The Justice Department has scheduled the execution of 5 death row inmates. Attorney General William Barr announced he's reinstated 2-decades-long dormant policy. Hmm. So for almost 2 decades, basically, there's been no death penalty.
I'm sort of for it. If the evidence is overwhelming.
Well, I've gone back and forth on this. Certainly in cases of treason, they really need to bring us back.
And I can make a list of about 1,000 people on that.
The issue I have with this, this is one of those classes in college I took, and I was totally tell where the teacher was totally coming from, that kind of slant, very progressive slant, whatever.
Lefty.
But lefty. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But on this point, I will totally agree. There's a lot of things I agree with progressive people about.
Yeah.
This is one of them. The justice system cannot be trusted.
Correct.
And DNA evidence is proving that. When DNA evidence came up, I mean, there were some studies, legitimate, some states, they were saying 20% of the people on death row shouldn't even been
there.
That's
right. Exactly.
That's probably a little high, you know, even if it was half that, 10 to 15%. So 10 to 15% of death row probably didn't belong there.
Yeah.
So I start to have a problem with the death penalty because of that.
Yeah. I said overwhelming evidence.
Well, they wouldn't be overwhelming if they weren't there. Obviously, the juries. System is losing trust.
It's broken.
It's darn near broke.
Yeah.
It's running on fumes.
Yeah.
Roundup. You know about Roundup? Costco is not selling Roundup anymore. And we've talked about this, went into Walmart, and, you know, anytime there's somebody even near the Roundup aisle, I say, hey, why are you even selling this anymore?
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny, the response.
Yeah, they have no idea. Remember when
what are you talking about?
That girl, she goes, I never heard that.
Sometimes there's some recall. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sometimes things are recalled or stuff like that.
Yeah, but had a bad batch.
Yeah, bad batch. Bad batch. They've had bad batch for, you know, 50 years or however long they've been selling this stuff.
Exactly.
Well, what do you mean? Well, anyway, there's been 2 landmark cases on Roundup where the juries have absolutely slaughtered Monsanto.
Mm-hmm. Destroyed them.
One case in California awarded $2 billion to one family.
Yep.
$2 billion to one family in punitive damages.
They hid all that evidence they had.
They knew. And then they came, the jury and the spokesman said, well, we've had extensive research. See what research will do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, all this research, well, vaccines are safe. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Just like, they're safe, just like Roundup is safe. So vaccines and Roundup are about the same safe. Anyway, I digress. The judge cut the award from $2 billion down to $86 million. I don't know. You know, every state's a little different
on that.
I don't know how they do that in California. I'm fine with this. Cut the check to the people.
Yeah, just give it to them.
Just give them the $86 million, but they won't. They'll try to appeal. They should make a deal with Roundup. Say, we'll agree to this if you write the check.
Not 20 years from
now. You write the check, or even half that, $40 million. Give the family money right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll set precedent. And there's some 1,300 cases ready to go behind this.
Yeah, I know.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, big.
Mass arrest of U.S. Marines on Camp Pendleton. 16 Marines were arrested during battalion formation at Camp Pendleton yesterday. Do you know why?
No, I do not. Tell me.
2 main things. Accused of illegal activities ranging from drug-related offenses, smuggling drugs.
I see that.
To human smuggling.
I could see that, too. They're in position to know what's going on.
Well, isn't it interesting that something's being done?
Yep.
You're seeing this all over America.
Clinton.
Or Obama. Whatever. You know, I have some issues with what Trump has done here. We've talked about these. I mean, these are important issues. One thing I am so on board, it certainly has been open season on human smuggling and pedophilia.
Yeah.
Now, have they gone at the very tip top? No, not yet. Epstein.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing about Mueller, was arresting Epstein strategic to kind of make Mueller, you know, now you're going to go in front of Congress look like an idiot now because we got all this Epstein stuff. And he said, yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, that was all strategic.
It could have been. You don't know. These guys, they have hours and hours to think of things.
Speaking of immigration, record 61,000 migrant children surge over the border. That's a record. $230 million spent for snacks, diapers, and baby formula. Yeah. Doesn't that make you mad?
Yeah, absolutely. They should take care of the people, citizens that are near that need help.
What about the veterans? What about the veterans?
Yeah, veterans too.
All the time politicians get up there and cry about the veterans and the money for the veterans. $230 million can help a lot of veterans.
It sure could.
You know, and they have these, you've seen these tiny house communities. We talked about the one store. I can't even remember what the city is now. But there was I think it was a county, not a city. Mm-hmm. But the county making these small house communities for veterans that are homeless.
That's right.
It's like, why not make, it's these cities and these zoning ordinances that are ruining the opportunity for houses.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to know why your house costs so much?
Yep.
A big part of it is all the zoning, yep. All the requirements, all the this.
Taxes.
All that.
All the above.
All that to feed in and of itself. That's one of the reasons your house costs what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in some, $230 million, you know how many small houses they could build for homeless veterans.
And I think the veterans would love living there.
Yes, and because they'd be around their people.
That's right.
That people can relate to them. Maybe they've had problems. Maybe they're PTSD dealing with, you know, all these things.
They could talk to that's been through it.
Absolutely. Active duty U.S. troops are now just feet away from migrants in Texas. Again, another story about migrants. We've talked about the border.
Mm-hmm.
Put the troops on the border.
We have.
Okay, this can go one of two ways. Is this the migrants are now watching them at the tent? I mean, the troops are watching the migrants at the invaders. Let's just say what they are.
Yeah, that's what they are.
They're invaders. They are.
They are.
Yes, they're here for a better life. I don't have anything against them personally, except they're breaking our border laws. But if I was in their situation, I'd probably do the same thing.
Yes.
I've made that very clear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, and we're here, and we can see the damage that's being done. So anyway. This can go one of two ways. Right now, they're watching them at the detention centers. So, is this a step? Is Trump making a step, the administration, from, okay, now they're watching, now they're going to be on the border, which is where I think we need them.
I do, too.
Or is this a reverse step from the detention center now into America against posse comitatus?
I hope not.
Posse comitatus in the 1800s, basically no standing army is legal in America. Troops
right.
in America is illegal unless some drastic emergency. So this can go one of two ways.
Yeah, we'll see.
We shall see.
I trust Trump for the most part.
Your watch going good, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Looking good. Keep good time. You told me not to buy it. you were wrong again. Don't buy that. That's not a Rolex. I said, dang sure it is a Rolex. It says so on the back.
Best
$39.95. And I was going to get Todd one, too, but...
Todd, he's a little more skeptical. Jeffrey Epstein found injured in New York City jail cell. I don't know if you all have heard this story. I probably have by now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple of days. He was found in the fetal position on the ground mm-hmm. with choke marks on his neck. Barely mm-hmm. conscious. The quote-unquote officials there in the jail, I hate that word, official mm-hmm. what, I have no idea. But the officials at the jail, they have three theories. This was a suicide attempt, failed. Two, he's faking it so he can get moved. Or three, somebody assaulted him. So.
Would you like my guess?
Go ahead.
I think he wants to get moved.
My point to this, and the reason this story becomes important, on bigger than just Jeffrey Epstein, what in the world is Jeffrey Epstein doing in a cell with a cellmate in this type of prison?
You're supposed to be on a suicide watch. When you're on a suicide watch, you're in a padded room.
Are you out of your mind? Yeah.
You don't even have shoelaces when you're on a suicide watch.
What in the world are they doing? He's in a cell with somebody who's been accused of murder.
Yeah.
You know, how hard would it be to go to him and say, hey, $500,000, we'll get you off your case, whatever.
Yeah.
Just kill this
guy. Or we'll give it to your family.
Whatever. This is ridiculous.
Yep, ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Supposedly, he's got the most radioactive information maybe
mm-hmm.
ever.
Ever.
Maybe that we've ever... We've been... We, the American people, possibly closer to the most radioactive information maybe we've ever seen.
And he has to spill his guts to the people and let everybody know.
Sweeping budget deal.
No matter how damaging it is to our country.
Sweeping, what are the odds you think that's going to be?
Probably about 20%, not very good.
You think it's that high? Oh, I pray that it's that high.
Yeah.
Sweeping budget deal passes House despite weak GOP support. More spending. Trump was trumpeting, let's just spend more money. U.S. to pay farmers up to $16 billion for trade war losses. South to benefit. The trade war that's going on. Trump wants to, you know, we subsidize farming all the time. You know, at least we're paying the farmer something.
Yeah, I'm for it.
I don't know if this is going to big ag. That's my only question.
Right. I'd rather, yeah, I would like to go for the small,
family farmers.
Family farmers.
And the flooding. I don't know if this is addressing the flooding.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know. Empty stores. New York faces commercial vacancy crisis. Have you seen this in New York City?
Oh, it's all over. It's in every state and big city. Everybody's moving out. All the stores are failing. Shops are failing. And you can thank Amazon for a big chunk of that.
Certainly a part of it.
Certainly a big part of it.
Here's a story from The Verge. ThePowerHour.com. You can click on news and check out this story if this applies to you or interests you, any of these stories. Equifax, the credit bureau, one of the credit bureaus, owes you a lot more, but here's how to get $125 from this week's settlement. There's a big settlement there. Ripping people off.
Oh, God, yes.
So, well, no, this is part of the... Or they've settled, let's put it that way. Whatever. Automakers rebuff Trump's strike fuel efficiency deal with California. Automakers have struck a deal that would circumvent the Trump administration's pending freeze of fuel efficiency standards. So now the corporations are lining up to basically de facto policies.
Yeah.
Even though there is no policy.
Yeah.
Weird. Well, we've seen these electric cars. That's all the rage. The electric cars use way more energy than gasoline
cars.
That's
right.
Way more.
And in 1890, they got an electric car got 40 miles to the gallon in 1890. And we're still basically about that.
Wow. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news, important news story than Dr. Group. ThePowerHour.com.
We love Dr. Group.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
I'd like to remind everybody about the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. All the great global healing products are on sale this week, probably next week also, at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Of course, we have the auto ship. We have all the best sellers. We have them there. We've stocked. We've made a big commitment to you. We thank you for your purchases, your support, your donations. This is what drives this show. This is an independent show. This is independent thought, independent media. And every day it's becoming more unique with the landscape and more important. Therefore, you are more important and you are more unique. And the information that we talk about here, that we project, is vital. And ideas are bulletproof. And all these things are extremely important, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being a part of this. This is your show. This is your movement, and I'm just here in the front of the microphone and everybody involved. So we appreciate you. I hope that you appreciate what we do also. It is for you, for us, for our country, for our world, and for all those things. Please support the good guys. Buy from the good guys. 877-817-9829. I know you can find something that you need over at the Power Mall. Give Jay a call. We're going to finish the news and then get to Dr. Group and put a couple important stories I'm going to put together. But let me first finish with the end of the news. Carbon tax shows new signs of life in Congress. Now Republican congressmen are introducing carbon tax bills.
Ridiculous.
Well, if it's a problem, then if it really was a problem, you don't tax it. You do something about it.
The earth is getting greener.
Right. I agree. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
By
glaciers are growing.
Yeah.
Certain areas, they're diminishing. Other areas, they're growing.
Exactly. But they only focus on the ones that are melting.
The new Chernobyl abandoned Siberian factory could cause similar environmental catastrophe, warns official. The Marshall Islands, they're 10 times more radioactive than Chernobyl. Some of the Marshall Islands in the
Now, is that because we had those World War II
tested bombs? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that radioactive lasts a long time.
More radioactive than Chernobyl and Fukushima, supposedly.
Yeah, you can't. Many, many times villagers have gone across to the islands and tried to settle there, and then, you know, the government has come in and tested the fruit and tested what it is, and so you can't do it. Can't do it. It's too radioactive.
Designer protein acts as a switch for cellular circuitry. That scares me to death.
Oh, boy, does that scare me. You are now a zombie.
Scientists have invented a synthetic protein designed to control the inner workings of a cell. Obviously, like a lot of technology, like some of these brain interfaces with the internet, or to be able to get you to know things. You know, in some ways, that could be real good.
Real good, yep.
I don't trust anybody with any of it. Trust anybody.
The government, you got to be out of your mind.
Anybody on the internet? Anybody going to mess with your DNA?
Yeah.
Vitamin D pills we have at the Power Mall, the good source. Vitamin E, good source. Good sources of natural things work, ladies and gentlemen.
They do.
Vitamin D pills could slow progress of type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, scientists say. The rise of Satanism, Whole Foods, Monsanto, and all the perverted Democrats, a story out of Natural News. Whole Foods is sponsoring the Drag Queen Storytime, Story Hour. I thought you should know that.
That's disappointing.
Five takeaways from the state of the news media in 2018. One, U.S. newspaper circulation has reached its lowest level since 1940.
Wonder why.
Among some other things. Okay, let me go back. There's three or four stories I'm going to put together. We have about 10 minutes or so for Dr. Group's going to come on. Let me find these here. And I've waited because these are the most important. They're the most important. You've put them all together. Our guest who was on a couple days ago, Bruce Fronin, the professor there at the college.
We liked him.
I thought he was great.
I thought he was great, too. I can't wait till he comes back.
He said one of the most profound things, and it was very simple, and you know, maybe you think I'm reading too much into it. Maybe I don't know. You know how some things just click with you, you hear it, and it just resonates with you at that moment.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it just unlocks like deeper things. He said something at that moment that did that for me. He said the natural state of man is not what we're doing in these governments. And so I asked him basically, well, what is the natural state? I was curious. Well, the natural state of humankind is to be in families. Male,
right.
Female,
yeah.
Father, son, mother, daughter, mother, father, son, daughter. You know, that's the natural state. The government of the universe, the government of creation is mother, father, and children. Period.
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 Exclamation point.
And he said that, it just, oh my gosh. It just really struck me. Okay, now put that in the context with these stories about to read. Now, one of the things, you know, there's a lot of things I'm deficient at, I know, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, I've worked very hard to be better at certain things, and I am getting better, you know, and I want to be better all the time. Okay, one of the things that I would say world class at. Sometimes I don't get it across as well, but probably I'm the best at. Even Joyce told me this a long time ago, probably before I even understood it. The knowledge and understanding of the founding of our country and the connection to divinity and what that means. Not necessarily the specific facts and this war and whatever. And I have a basic knowledge, a pretty good knowledge, certainly more than the average college student we know from those two, you know, when they ask them on the street.
They didn't even know we had a war.
Yeah, they didn't even know. Certainly. But the understanding of what that means and our perspective connection, not only to the Bible, but just to the universe, what all these things mean. There's very few shows, very few radio programs, broadcasts out there that put this forth and understand that. The American Revolution was seeded in biblical reformation, biblical Protestant reformation. That is the source, the idea. When you say ideas are bulletproof, what is the genesis? The genesis of the American Revolution is Protestant biblical reformation. Anybody who tells you different,
It's mistaken.
It's that simple. And they always talked about, you know, even this debate about immigrants. Well, we've always had immigrants. You know, when you go back to the founding fathers, I want to make this clear. The founding fathers, although they were very open to immigration, they were certainly, many of them, families of immigrants.
Of course.
They were certainly open to immigration.
Right.
What they were not open to, what they were acutely aware of and fearful of were people coming in and basically being invaders, not assimilating,
right.
changing our society and our culture and morality. Mm-hmm. This is not my statement. This is their statement.
Right.
If you really study even the debates on the Constitutional Convention, these things came up. That was their point of view. Period. If you say different, I'm telling you, that was the majority opinion. Why do I say this? Put those two things together. the government of God, the government of the universe is family. The idea of coming into our culture, America is the central idea, is that our rights are endowed by God and that, that our rights, the government's job is to protect those rights. Basically, the family, the modern idea, and the moral execution of our ability to live is government's sole purpose by law in America. That's not what's become. Now we've seen it to become anti-family. Okay, I'm going to put this on the record just so it's clear. I've said this many times. I have a gay brother-in-law. I love my brother-in-law. My wife loves him very dearly. I'm not here to judge him. I'm here to just love him and whatever, be part of his family. And, you know, that's that. Okay. That's different from me, than wanting to support an agenda, a pro LGB agenda being proliferated. This is clear. We're seeing it. The LGBT curriculum, the LGBT agenda that has been pushed in our society is counterintuitive to the universe, to nature, to God, to our foundation, and to the Declaration of Independence. That is obvious when you get down the root, and it's becoming more obvious by the day to the public. You have seen certainly backlash. These two aren't together, but they seem to run in the same circles, the LGBT curriculum and the abortion, quote-unquote, rights, abortion rights. I didn't know that was in the Declaration of Independence. You're born with an abortion right? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, they knew it.
Well, they seem to run together.
Yeah.
So two or three stories, I want you to see this and in this perspective. This is the biggest issue in our country is what our children, this quote-unquote education. It's, believe, ladies and gentlemen, you can have moral education or you can have immoral education. Mm-hmm. They don't mean, education doesn't mean the same thing. If you say, oh, I want education, what does that mean? There's all different, it's like genders, they say there's different flavors of gender. That's not true, but it is true when it comes to education. There's different flavors of education. Okay, couple stories. Todd, just give Dr. Group a call here and just wait about 3-4 minutes and then just tell me in my ear when he comes on. I'll go over this. This is from Stream. Ohio outlaws abortions after fetal heartbeat is detected. Great. Another state.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Add another state. Life. Pro-life.
Love it.
Dana Lestel and many other people we've had on, our sole way to really live, have immortality, to be part of immortality, is to be part of this universal family, the universal family of man. Male, that means male and female.
Mm-hmm.
Male and female.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
To be part of this universal family of man is what gives us access to eternity, access to immortality. So when we're destroying our future, ladies and gentlemen, if you say, what is our future? What is your future? Our future, go look in a baby's eyes. Go look in your children's eyes. That's
the future. That's the future, right there.
So, now, no matter how you feel about abortions, it's wasteful and it's destructive of our future. Period. This is a step in the right direction. Great story. Supreme Court asked to review lawsuit over sex change for minor without parental consent. The story. Is this in Minnesota? The article's confusing because it lists two places. Then it lists St. Louis. Did they move from St. Louis? I don't understand.
Maybe they moved to get out of the state.
Right, maybe.
I would have.
I tried to find this out. you gotta dig to find these stories.
Yeah.
But, so the article's a little confusing. Somewhere, I don't know if it's St. Louis or Minnesota, but the lady now, I guess, is in Minnesota. She's asking the Supreme Court to review her case against county officials who say, she helped her minor son, 15 years old, can't even drive in the state, attempt to change his sex without their consent. At the school, now, they teach him about different sexual orientations, different genders.
They lead him a certain way.
Maybe he's in a little bit of an outcast.
Encourage him to go that way.
And say, oh, you're this? Oh, then you must be really a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever.
You must follow your dreams.
Yes, don't let anybody stop you. Right. You have rights.
Right.
So, okay, all those things are true. Nobody can stop you. You have rights. You're not telling my 15-year-old they can, not only telling them, now they're doing it.
Right, yeah. Where's they get the drugs to do it with?
Right, they're practicing medicine
in
schools.
Yeah, without a license.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay.
People go to jail for that.
Some do.
Yes. Depends how connected you are.
Oregon mandates K through 12 LGBT identity curricula in civics and geography. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, what does LGBT have to do with geography?
What did it have to do with education?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good question.
It's crazy.
Okay. Mandates. Do you see what these schools have become?
Mm-hmm.
And I've stood on a soapbox and almost ad nauseum, and I hope you don't feel like I'm browbeating about this subject. I do not know of any more important institutional subject in this world.
It's the most important.
I don't know of any. Maybe you may could argue the other most important institutional subject would be where the church is on these subjects. Maybe you could argue that because they can counteract it. But the way it is now, this is the most important.
My opinion, this is the most important.
This is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you solve it? I guess the solution then becomes the church has got to get involved. Texas school district to drug test students as young as 12 years old. Did you say the guess is there, Todd? Okay, very good. I'll finish this story, then we'll go to Dr. Group. So put these four stories together. Texas school district to drug test students as young as 12. I had this discussion with a friend of mine, and they were talking about drug testing and going into children's lockers and what have you. And he was, and then this is a very conservative person, very, you know, God and country, very, would you say very conservative usually. He was all for drug test them all, search their lockers, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, does the Bill of Rights mean anything to you?
Fourth Amendment?
No, I don't care. I want my daughter to be safe. Well, if you think she's unsafe, then why are you having her there?
Right, exactly.
Well, this is going to make her safe. Well, do you think? No, it isn't.
No, it ain't.
No, it isn't. So put all these stories together, and you can see the engineering. Go back to a guest. The natural state of man is to be in a family. That's self-evident. That's not even arguable. Nobody can argue that. We're born into families.
Yeah.
That's how we're born.
Pretty soon we're going to be born into
robots.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, put those stories together. It's very important. This is what's going on. I don't know what else to say on this subject just to keep you informed. These are the most important there is. Our next guest is one of my favorite people that we ever have on. Don't talk to him near enough. To know him, to get to know him, to learn about him is to love him. He, goes back, I don't know how many, it's 20 plus years in the health industry. He was involved in the MD Anderson cancer trials, whatever that became. Great story there. He started Global Healing Center, the fantastic products. He's on the forefront of making you healthier, which is what we want. His great products at the Power Mall. Always, always a pleasure to talk to him. Dr. Edward Group, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, it's good to be back on. You know how much I love coming on the show and chit-chatting with you?
Well, that's because we let you talk.
There's something to be said about being a great host and a great guest. You know, I've been on a lot of shows, and it's so dependent on the host too. And I mean, you've got a lot of experience, and we always have such a good time when I'm on the show.
Yes, the feeling is so mutual. Very good. My uncle's here. He's going to be joining us. Maybe he'll pop in.
Glad to hear you from you again there.
Yeah, so he'll pop in with a question.
Yeah, I was listening in like for 20 minutes when you were talking about the families and all the stuff you guys were talking about. So I was catching a glimpse of the show.
Well, let's, I know we're going to talk about vitamin B and stuff. Now, this is I'll ask you as a doctor. I don't want to, put you in a certain situation, but we're seeing more and more of these schools, they're not used as education centers, they're used as medical centers. It's pretty disturbing. What's your perspective on that?
Everything's turning medical. I mean, the thing is, my take on that, which goes into many different directions, is that 5 years ago or so, the big pharma actually realized that people were waking up and they were going to look for natural alternatives, and they projected that they were going to be, they saw the shift happen, they saw the shift that parents wanted their children to be more healthy, that the parents themselves were more healthy, and that this generation, like my generation, your generation, we actually watched our parents die of cancer and watched our families suffer with sickness and illness. I mean, both of my parents died when I was in my 20s. And a lot of my friends and a lot of other people growing up also watched their uncles, their aunts, and everybody get diseases. And so we started thinking that maybe there was other options. then came the internet, and within a short period of time, over 15 years, you know, when all of the natural health information was ranked on the first two pages of Google, that created another major shift. And then you can thank Kevin Trudeau and some of these individuals that spent billions of dollars on marketing and advertising campaigns to educate the world about natural medicine. So it took them a while to catch up because they just didn't think that it was going to make such a big impact. But then they realized that, oh my gosh, this is taking off. We're seeing these numbers soar. People are starting to turn away. People are starting to resist vaccinations, starting to leave doctor's offices without prescriptions. And they freaked out about it. And now the big pharma has been on a massive campaign to promote vaccines, shut anybody down who's talking about vaccines, to with Google to censor everybody online, to get in. Not only they want to get everywhere, and that's why a few years back, CVS, all the pharmacies started being allowed to develop vaccines. Next thing right now that's happening is they're putting doctors in all these pharmacies. They've started putting psychiatrists in schools to get every single kid on medications. They started initiating campaigns that you would feel like you're suffering from depression, or you're suffering from anxiety, or you're suffering from the symptoms of ADD. It's all done on purpose in the schools to try to convince the children that they actually have conditions that need medications. So, I mean, it's everywhere now. I mean, there's a huge fight going on right now, and there's a huge push by the pharmaceutical companies in that they have one goal, and that's to medicate the whole world, starting when you're even in the womb of children now, when pregnant women are getting vaccinations, and they're diagnosing now children in the womb with bipolar disorder.
Oh, my gosh. Dear God. You're making my mind is going several directions. Let me go back with something you said. I think this is important. Okay. You may have heard, if you were listening before, the story out of, I think it's Minnesota, St. Louis. I really can't even tell by the story, but, some school district was giving sex change drugs to a 15-year-old against the parent's consent. And you mentioned in what you just said that these schools they have the ability to push students or almost create symptoms in a direction. The doctors are right there. Talk specifically about that so parents understand. Right now, they're pushing students in a diagnostic direction, and they have the doctors ready there to prescribe. Is that what you just said? Is that correct?
That is exactly what I'm saying. Most parents that are in public schools, it's not so much in private schools, but it's getting there, they're teaching kids from an early age, because right now the contamination that's happening is they understand that when a child is young, that's from the time they're born, or, you know, let's say 3 years old when they can start understanding and what you're saying, to the time that they're 16 years old is the prime area that those children are going to learn everything that they're going to learn. That's another reason why parents now are not saving money to put for their kid to go to college. They're investing that money in good schools when they're young, because by the time that they're going into college, they already know everything they're going to know, and they've already been taught patterns in their life of their belief systems. You know, their belief systems are set, their core values in life are set, their political, their spiritual values are set. So they know that these are the times to get to someone if you want to manipulate them or control them or push them in a direction that you want them to go. Now, never before in the history of America, well, maybe like thousands of years ago, you know, probably the Romans did it and everybody else did it, but because of the internet and because of the easily accessible access to data, we're seeing these massive campaigns that are they're kind of silent in a way, actually, too. I mean, it is in your face, but it's kind of not in your face because everybody's doing it, where it's okay to be this way and it's okay to be this way, and, you know, you can, you know, everybody gets a trophy, and just just for participation and all this other stuff that's going on, which is actually damaging the ability for the children to be able to grow successfully. And the medical profession has teamed up with the psychiatry industry to make sure that not only are we stunting the mental growth and the ability for people to feel self-confident, to become entrepreneurs, but what they're instilling in the schools now, is looking at the medical base, is they're having these school nurses give the students tests, mental illness tests. You know, have your parents ever yelled at you? Do you get angry when they yell at you? How many times a week are you feeling depressed? How many times a week are you feeling anxiety? You know, all of these questions that they turn in, and they're building a database of children right now that can be used against you in the future, actually, as well, because that they're also trying to put every single child on psychotropic medications, which, by the way, all contain high levels of fluoride, which suppress your pineal gland and calcify your pineal gland, which is your powerhouse, your spiritual powerhouse in your body, and controls most of the actions of your endocrine system and all your other systems within your system. So, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but that's a basic general... a general description. I mean, they're going after the children. I mean, they're going after the children and trying to change those and create the values they want the children to believe in.
Mm, oh, my gosh. There's the music. Great description. Very detailed, and it gives us certainly a different perspective. I hope so. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, and it's right now, unfortunately. I wish I had better things to talk about, but we will on the other side with Dr. Group.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.